We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Chrissy Casilio-Bloom. Chrissy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Chrissy, you know, it's been, since I was a senior in college, Mark Poloncarz has been the county executive. What made you want to jump into this race in 2023?
That actually is a good reason in itself. The fact that Mark Poloncarz has been in this position for way too long, that was one of the prime reasons why I wanted to run. As you know, this is my first time running for political office, and Erie County desperately needs new leadership. And I think that new leadership needs to be me. It's time for a change, and it's time to fix the disasters that have been in place, particularly the last 4 years, but even more so the past 12 years.
Going forward with your campaign, what is the major point you want to make to those going to the poll that say, hey, you know what, maybe we do need a change of course? What is the one topic you think the Poloncarz administration has failed on?
Well, it's a little tough because there isn't just one topic, but the biggest theme is that Erie County government needs to get back to the basics. And that's one of the biggest things that I am running on, is that I will be bringing that back. We seem to have lost a lot of common sense principles when it comes to the government, and we have lost a lot of the basics as far as we need safety, we need great education, we need good infrastructure, and decisions are not being made for the best interest of the Erie County taxpayers. I'm concerned that, you know, especially looking at COVID and the relief, this is such a pivotal time for our county because we are coming off of a disaster. His disastrous management of COVID, his now disastrous recovery from COVID, and we do not have any more time to waste keeping things as it is. We need change and we need to fix this quickly. Otherwise, we're not going to have an Erie County anymore.
You know, looking at Erie County, and this is something that Carl Calabrese and I have talked about, the registered voters in Erie County, obviously Democrats outnumber Republicans. What is your pitch to those in the middle, who may have voted for Mark Poloncarz in the past, who are now, you know, hearing you and say, hey, maybe I'll go to the ballot and vote for someone else. What is your pitch to them?
My pitch is just a simple question. Is your life better today than it was 12 years ago? And I would imagine for most, if not all of Erie County, the answer would be no. Inflation is an all-time high. Our downtown, our restaurants, our small businesses are still struggling. Crime is at an all-time high. Our kids are still extremely behind from the COVID policies and catching up. This administration has done nothing to fix that, nothing to address the school bus driver shortages, kids getting to school, early intervention, catching up on the education that was lost and where we're behind. We are not better off. And I would hope and think that the greater good of Erie County will be more important than the political party next to the candidate.
We had Nate McMurray on a few weeks ago. He was running a primary against the county executive. He's since backed out. But he mentioned the handling of the blizzard in December. If you were county executive, how would you have handled the December blizzard?
That's a great question. You know, Nate McMurray, God bless him. He is quite a character. Nate McMurray and I will not agree on a single topic except for one, which is that Mark Poloncarz has been in office too long and needs to go. But in answer to your question, I can go into later details of how I can handle it. But my commentary regarding the blizzard for now is that it was incredibly disheartening that we had the national and international spotlight on Western New York and on Buffalo. And the focus in the story was not us prevailing, us not getting through it and being the city of good neighbors. The headlines ended up being Poloncarz having a hissy fit at Byron Brown and embarrassing our city, making it all about him, making it all about pointing fingers at other people. So regardless of and obviously there's going to be future blizzards. This is Buffalo, New York. Regardless of that, I think the key to leadership is taking responsibility, taking accountability, and focus on the task at hand. The task on hand was not worrying about what Byron Brown was doing. The task on hand was getting dug out, getting power back on, and trying to save lives. Obviously, there are more simple things, like maybe not waiting 2 hours into the storm already being in progress before you decide to implement a travel ban. But those are simple things. And like I said, we can go into greater details later. But for now, regarding the blizzard, I think the biggest takeaway for me was how disappointing it was for how he acted on the national and international stage.
We have State Senator Sean Ryan joining us next segment, and obviously the governor has made a push to phase out fossil fuels, as you know, by 2030, car fuels by 2035. As county executive, do you think there is a way to push back against that if you were in that position?
I think that would be one of my biggest criticisms of the current administration is that they have just become a puppet of Albany, and they no longer are pushing back or representing the needs of Erie County. I think that there are very few things that are more telling that our politicians, our career politicians especially, are out of touch with the taxpayers than this gas ban and this attack that they have on this issue. Because, simply put, it's an insane policy. We live in Buffalo, New York. People would have died just this past blizzard alone. People would have died if it wasn't for the gas that we were able to have and utilize. And then I know they can, you know, say, oh, it's just for new builds, it's no this and that. I can tell you firsthand in the town of Clarence, where I'm from, we had from Transit Road and onward, a lot of people traveling through, and a lot of the people that were stuck were people in electric vehicles. It just is bizarre. And what has Poloncarz said and done? They have not commented on this at all. This is not going to fly when I'm county executive. I am going to fight very hard and push back on Albany because we need to have policies that put the health and safety of our taxpayers first and foremost. It would be nice if he could start standing up for us one of these days. But it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
You know, we talked earlier about making that pitch to Democrats or to independents who, you know, might want a different direction in the Rath building. But there's also been an issue with the Conservative Party not backing you as their nominee. Has there been any discussions to change that by the time the ballot comes? Are you making a pitch to conservatives who are going to see a different name on the ballot as it stands right now?
Absolutely. I have had great conversations with Ralph Lurigo. I actually personally have a good relationship with him. I think this is yet another benefit of a first-time political candidate is that I haven't been involved in the issues at hand, and I am a fresh face, so hopefully that will bridge some of the issues that they've had. But I have had numerous conversations with Mr. Lurigo. I've had numerous conversations with various conservatives. I am going to be meeting with them towards the end of the month, and I'm very confident that I will ultimately have the conservative line come election day.
As you said, you know, new to politics, first time running for a major office like this, name recognition is a big factor. What are you doing to get your name out there? Because a lot of people, when this was announced, said, who? What is your steps these next few months to get your name out there and get your platform out there?
That's certainly going to be one of the bigger challenges. You know, I am very proud of the work that I've done as a business owner of 10 years. I have been a very strong community advocate. So a lot of people do know me, but they don't know where I stand. Obviously, Erie County is a big county, so I have a lot of work to do. The biggest thing I'm doing right now is getting out into the community and going to events and meeting people one-on-one. The reaction and the feedback has been unbelievable. It has been amazing hearing the stories firsthand and also being so relatable with them. You know, I'm a mom of three. Like I said, I'm a business owner. I've owned my own business for 10 years. I'm married to my high school sweetheart, and I'm able to have some great conversations with people who are all going through the same type of things. And we're all kind of in this together, and they seem to be very excited about having a newcomer and having a fresh face to come in and actually make decisions that are based on the best interest of the taxpayers.
Now, Chrissy, you were on the front page of the paper this morning, and it's interesting in politics how social media has really, played a part in politics. It seems anytime I have the county executive, I talk about his social media and how some might find his tweets divisive. Obviously, your tweets have been a question with some on social media. It was in the paper today. About some of those tweets that were found. What do you say about that? And again, back to that question, how about those people who say, you know, maybe I don't agree with everything Mark Poloncarz does, but look at this.
Yeah, so I find it somewhat entertaining. It's a little pathetic that this is the only thing that they really can go on. And that's the problem with them not being able to run against another career politician is they can't attack me on my policies or my record. So they've got to kind of scrub and go to the bottom of the barrel. I will own everything I said. As I explained in the Buffalo News article, which is extremely true, that especially on a platform like Twitter, and not a lot of people understand how Twitter works, but there's a reason why I only half use my full name. I went on Twitter to poke and stir the pot and, you know, topics that were trending, which is a big part of how Twitter works, topics that were trending, topics that were hot, whether I believed them or not, I would make comments in order to get reactions out of people because that's how Twitter works. You get reactions, you get comments, you get retweets, and I liked to go and poke the bear. Obviously, you know, given that I am new to politics, had I known that I was going to run, maybe I would have been a little bit more reserved in some of the things I said, but I can't take that back. So I'm owning it and I'm moving on. I would say to those people that want to look at tweets of 2020 and however far back some of those go, if that is what is more important to you than the outrageous spending of Erie County government, of the terrible COVID policies, of the lack of leadership in the COVID recovery, of somebody that has been a career politician and has done absolutely nothing for this community. If all of those factors outweigh some tweets that were, maybe a little controversial, then there's some bigger problems that we need to discuss. But I'm moving forward from it. I have to say, nice try. I get what they're trying to do. You know, of course they're going to try anything they can because that's all they can do. But give me a break. Let's move on.
And as I always do when we have a nominee on for either party, I end the interview with, is there anything you want to address that I did not ask?
I just want to say that I am very energized and excited by this campaign, by talking to the people. Very simply put, we need new leadership in Erie County. Things are not okay, and we can't allow our career politicians, and any politician for that matter, to just kind of brush over their faults. We can't let our high inflation, our slow-growing economy, we can't let the after effects of the disastrous COVID policies to just be brushed over and just pretend that everything's okay. We can't forget. We need to hold them accountable. And we need to get our county back in the right direction. We need to get back to the basics, and that's what we're going to do. They are going to notice a dramatic change when I become county executive for the better, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm honored to be the candidate.
All right. Our second interview with a county executive candidate. Chrissy, I hope that tomorrow we don't see that you have dropped out, because then I'd be 0 for 2.
Oh, gosh. No, we're good. But thank you. That won't be happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.